This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kla, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel. Ein Nefil Sapayim Belayla, there's no Tachnon in the night. Uvalele Ashmayras, and in the night of the early morning, Noyaga Lipal Apneim, the minhag is to do Tachnon, Shukarev Layim, because it's close to the day. So what does this mean, and what's the reason for it? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tazayin, Ein Nefil Sapayim, V'Hatam Al Pi Kabbalah. The Tam is for Kabbalistic reasons. I am the Beis Yosef. See the Beis Yosef. The Loimar Hamizmar Shal Nefil Sapayim, Ein Chshash Afil Belayla. The problem is not saying the Perek. The problem is see it is falling on your face. So after the Laila, the issue is doing Nefilas Sapayim. But you're allowed to say Racha Mechanon. Belayla v'lachin im nimshecha tefilas hamincha ad alayla einoiflam al pneim. Therefore, if mincha extends to the night, we don't say tachanon. We don't fall on our face. U'bein hashmasha shalayla noyagin lipo. Bein hashmasha is the minhag as we do. Minhag Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yashiv says, is they're not noifal pneim after the shkia. Rosham Zalman explains, they're choshesh for the mekubalim, that there's a sakana to say it from shkia, and chamira sakanta. However, that's minhag Yerushalayim, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is that you could say tachanon after shkia, as long as it seems like it's not seis. Minhag Yerushalayim is not to. Uviyamim sha'omrim avinu malkeinu b'mincha, when on a tainus, when they say avinu malkeinu, yuchal ledaleg avinu malkeinu, you could skip avinu malkeinu, kedei lipo mi ba'od yom, in order to say tachnon while it's still day. Now what about uvalele ashmayras shu karev liyom? Let's say, I guess this is talking about slichais, where it's close to the day. So in other words, let's say you wake up early, and there's slichais before yom, and now the tachnon is really before yom. So the minhag is we say it. Why? Because it's karev liyom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh noyigin laharech b'slichas ad nechoy nayom, v'az yipla pneim. There are those who are noyig to yimarech in slichas until the day is coming, and then they do tachnon. Ach be'erv Rosh Hashanah lo yitachin minhag zeh. It's not shayach this erg Rosh Hashanah. Sharei ein noiflin al pneim be'erv Rosh Hashanah. Because there's no tachnon on Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's no nefilas apayim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Siv Dalet. Noagush lo lipol al pneyam loy bebeis ha'avel v'loy bebeis ha'chasan v'loy bebeis ha'knesses v'yay mila v'loy k'sheyesham chasan. Noagu. Now, I'm not sure about in the Lashon of the Mechaber, but in the Lashon of the Rama, Nohagu is a practice which might not be correct. But the practice is not to say Tachnon, not in the house of an Avel, and not in the house of a Chasan, and not in a Shul on a day that there's a Mila. It seems like even if the Mila is not currently taking place, and not when there is a chasan, because when it comes to chasan, it says kisheyesham. When it comes to a mila, it's biyoyim hamila. It seems like the whole day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, loy bebeis ha'avel, haynu kol shiva. Va'atam da'oz midas adin mesucha alav. The midas adin is stretched out over them. V'yakein yesh lizor milahagver midas adin. Therefore, you have to be careful from strengthening the midas adin uchamay hatam de inafil sapayim balayla. The same way we don't say tachnun at night because it's a time of midas adin, we don't say tachnun in a base avel. What about when you go home? Va'afilu achashiyatsu mi beisa in sarach laimar. Even when you leave the house of the Aval, you don't have to say it. The Tachnan Mekoymei Miyad Achat Tfilah Shemana Esrei. The time for Tachnan is right after Shemana Esrei. V'chanal B'reish HaSimen. Aval V'hurachum. But V'hurachum Yomer Achar Kach B'veisai. That you do say in your house. The long Tachnan, in other words, these supplications, you do say. V'yesh Mekilin Bazeh. There are those who are lenient about this.
This is all in the house of the Avel. We don't say Tachnon so as not to be Magver Midas Adin.
But when the Avel is davening in the shul or in a different house, the tzibur is not drawn after him. They do say Tachnon. So in other words, even though we'll see that by a chasan, the tzibur is nigrar achar the chasan, the tzibur is not nigrar after the avel. So what about, the Dirshu says, but if the avel himself is the chazan, the Geshe Chaim says the tzibur does not say tachnon, and Rav Shlomo Zalman concurs. Okay, when we come up, ha'avel atzmai lo yamer. The avel himself will not say tachnan. Va'ayin be'el yarabba shemestapik. Look in the el yarabba who's mesupik. Da filu kishemespalo b'makom hames. That even if you daven in the place where the mace is, kishe'eno avel beveisoi, if the avel's not there, shaloi loymar tachnan. Maybe the el yarabba is mesupik. Maybe you should not say tachnan. The Geshe Chaim says that's the minog, that we don't say tachnan if the mess is there, even if the avel is not there. But dafka, if the mess was nifter in this house, or he was brought there, but if he wasn't nifter there, and they didn't bring him there, but they're just davening there, le'iloi nishmasai, if there are no avelim, you do say tachnan. Ein oimrim halel beveis ha'avel. You do not say halel in the house of an avel. Uvroish chodesh kishemesval beveis ha'avel. Afilo kishaholich achar kach leveisoi ein sarach la'amrai. If you daven roish chodesh in the house of the avel, you do not say halel, and even when you go home, you don't have to make it up. What if you want to say it in your house with a bracha? Reb Chaim Knievsky says it's aser to. However, the Geshe Chaim says, the minog is the Avelim leave the room, and the Tzibur says Halal, and that is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. In other words, if the Avel is there, you don't say Halal, and you don't say it at home, and you're not allowed to say it at home. But the minog is that the Avelim walk out, and then the Tzibur says Halal. What if you're davening in a house where the mess was nifter, if you're davening in a house that the mess was nifter, the Geshe Chaim writes that tzibur should not say it at all, even if the avelim go out. In other words, if this is not only the house of the avelim, but the mess died in that house, you do not say tachna, you do not say halal. Okay, but this is all for Rosh Chodesh. Over Chanukah, shegoymer mesahalel, Chanukah that were goymer halal tzach la'amrei achar kach beveisai, you would have to say halal when you get home. The later on in Siman Tafresh Pei Gimel,
with a bracha.
Yes, later on in Siman Tafresh Pei Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah is Metzayin to the Shari Tshuva, who says it's a machloikes, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes the Avel himself definitely does not say Halal. And you say it at home in your house. Now, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? The Magen Avraham explains that since many Rishonim, especially the Tanya Rabasi, say that you do say Halal on Chanukah Beis HaAvel because it's a Chiyav Medina on Rosh Chodesh, Halal is only a Minog, so we don't say it Beis HaAvel. So therefore, since it's only a minog on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore we paskin that you don't say it when you go home.
because some say a Yachid never says Halal in Rosh Chodesh. And 10 people who daven in a Beis Ha'evel do not have a din of a Tzibur. They have a din of Yechidim. But on Chanukah, that everyone agrees that a Yachid is Goymer Halal. Therefore, when you go home, you would be Goymer Halal. But on Rosh Chodesh, there are opinions that a Yachid does not say Halal. You don't say it when you go home. Okay. Aval b'Shabbos shechal by Rosh Chodesh, on a Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh falls out, oyim kavar meisay beregel, or let's say somebody buried their dead on Yom Tov, afil mespal beis ha'avel, even if you're davening in the house of the avel, oyimrim halal, kiven she'ein by avelus, there's no avelus yet if you're kavar meisay beis ha'avel, or if it's Shabbos. You also don't say tachnon beis ha'chasan. Says Mishabura, haynu misha shenichnas lechupa. That is from the time that the chasan is nechnas l'chuppa, but not the day of the chasana of makoidim oimrim. Beforehand, we do say it, and that's what the chazon is paskin. Until you're koines l'chuppa. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues: the geish makilin af b'shachris. There are those who are lenient even in the morning. The Truma Sadeshin explains. It's like the din of Lamnat Seach on Erev Pesach, that you don't say it Shachris because of the Karban Tamid after Chatzos. However, says the Shevet HaLevi, even this lenient opinion, that's only if the Chuppah is Mi Ba'od Yoyma, but if the Chuppah is going to be Balayla after Tzeis, then you say Tachno not only by Shachris, but even by Mincha Gedoyla. But if you're down Mincha Ketana, and then Mariv, and then the Chuppah, or if you're davening at the place of the chuppah, you don't say tachnon. The chassan himself will not say tachnon ever, the shachris of the day of his wedding. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even if the people have gathered for the chasana, they should say tachnon, unless the chassan is davening with them. So again, once the guy is nichnas l'chuppah, he exempts the tzibur. But if he's just getting married that night, yesh makilin af b'shachris, it seems like, provided that he's getting married before tzeis ha'kechavim. Because v'achorinim, that filu yatz achkach l'veisa gamke in tzarech loymer tachanunim. The achorinim say that even if the people, after davening with the chasan, they go home, they don't have to say tachnun, the kimin shah b'veisa chasan, b'veisa knesses, b'shas ha'tfila, chala alav ha'simcha, the simchas chal, v'chein b'mila din ha'chi, by mila, the din is like this as well. Okay? We will hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.